My name is Jacqueline Coleman. I am a licensed realtor for 12 years and counting. I am the CEO founder of a Mother's Love Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And I have a podcast that I revolve it around our community. And the name of the podcast is Amplifying the Community's Voice.
It's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, you guys are going to get some game in like threes. We're going to talk real estate. We're going to talk about a mother's love, and we can talk about podcasting because my guest, Jacqueline Coleman, cousin Jacqueline, cousin Jacqueline, is on with us. I thank Vinny from Golden Keys for the referral. You guys, this is all South Florida business. So if you guys have look the links in the description if you want to connect with anybody. But Miss Jacqueline, welcome to Diversified Game. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. As you say, blessed by the best. I woke up alive, breathing in my right mind, and I'm excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. And you know, people overlook that. People don't understand. Some folks didn't wake up, some folks didn't wake up in the right mind. That's why when some of y'all are at work looking at that coworker looking at you and you looking at them, that's not their right mind. But you know, pray for them and tell Satan, get behind me, Satan. Boom. Let's start with a mother's love. Usually I ask people, what is a community give back that you're doing or that you'd like to do in the future? But since it's so important and impactful in your life, let's start there. Tell the people what that's all about.
Oh, wow. A Mother's Love Foundation. It's exactly that. It's a mother's love. You know, I gave birth to my first kid at 17 years old, baby still in high school, hadn't graduated, and then soon gave birth to my second before I hit 24. So didn't really get a chance to enjoy my teenage years, and that's at my own fault, right? Thinking I was grown, if you will. But it gave me the opportunity, Kellen, to understand what it means to not know what tomorrow holds at a very early age. And because of that, I did witness the support system, thank be to God. I also witnessed what a village consisted of. And but I also understood what it was to go to bed and not know what tomorrow consisted of. And like I said in the beginning, a mother's love is why I got up every day. My love for my children is why I wanted to make sure I held down a job. A mother's love is why I wanted to say, okay, I'm a mom now. My classmates, you guys can go ahead and enjoy the clubs or go out and do those things. It was my love for my children. I was responsible for two, and I knew this early on, two black boys who would soon become black men, who was soon responsible for contributing to society. And so I knew it was my responsibility, thanks to my father, who instilled that in me, who always reminded me, no matter what happens between you and their father, you are their responsibility. So fast forward, because I have had an opportunity to be successful in the things that I've done in my life, it was my duty to reach back and become my sister and my brother's keeper. And so when I opportunity presented itself, as my children are now 30 and 25, it gave me the ability to go into some savings, my stocks, my 401k, and create a foundation, which I've been funding on my own, no government assistance, because I don't want anybody telling me who I can work with and how I can work. So it's been funded by myself and obviously the community, the village that does donations and come out and do the volunteering when we are putting on community events. And so that's the stem. So when you look at Mother's Love logo, it truly is a silhouette of me and my two boys, and it truly is the favorite colors of me and my two boys. And so that foundation, Kellen, it's a a confirmation from where we came from, and we want to ensure nobody else goes through what we've been through.
And it looks like, you know, from your beautiful website that you are doing, you know, from clothing to meal preparation, but not just in this country, even the Caribbean. Talk about that Caribbean aspect and what made you cross the water to, you know, reach out a hand.
Well, when we see the things that are going on around the world, we have to understand that it's bigger than us, and sometimes that's what we lack. I'm often involved in conversations where I ear hop, if you will, and I hear people say, you know, well, why are they here? Or why did they come? You go back, but sometimes you can't help it. You don't know what tomorrow consists of. And so when I've seen the devastation that's taken place around the world, again, it's my duty to assist my sister and my brother, no matter where they come from, whether it's next door in the backyard or across the world for that matter. It is my duty. It's my purpose. And when God grants you the ability to do those things, if you're not obedient, then you can rest assured there's a punishment that comes with it. And I choose the beginning of that, which is obedience.
Awesome. Yeah, got to be obedient. That's what hit us all over the head over and over again. And it's always the same thing too. Now with the foundation, and you say it's not funded, for those who are listening who say, you know what, I've wanted to give, folks have, you know, various ways. They no longer want to tithe directly to the church a lot of times, but there are nonprofits that you can give to. Is this one that you welcome that, you know, donation?
Absolutely, wholeheartedly. And I encourage it because by the donations coming in, that prevents me from having to seek assistance from the government. And that was just one of my things. As long as I can prevent that from happening, I'm not opposed to it. But if I have other means of being able to do it without having to, then I would love to. Because one of the things about once you obtain government funding, you have a strategic structure that you have to adhere by. When you're not funded by them, you have a little bit more leniency as to who you can go out and how you can go about doing certain things. And I prefer that part because that opens up the avenues for me to be able to reach more people and not have to worry about turning down certain people because of the stipulations that the government places on things. And they are able to go
Yes.
to the website, Kellen, by the way, and give on the website. It does open that opportunity up.
Yep, and links will be in the description whether you are listening or watching. If you're listening, feel free to go over and watch to kick up those YouTube numbers so we can kick up this game a little bit more and do some more fancier things while you like, share, and subscribe. Can you let the people know though? You know, people say, oh, you have a foundation, but that's easy to do when you're a big time Florida, South Florida real estate agent. Talk about why real estate? What got you into real estate?
What you heard me say in the beginning, my love for my children. We went through a bubble burst, if you will, or a recession at one point in the industry when it comes to real estate. And I, at that time, placed myself, because I didn't get a chance to go to college as a young adult, excuse me, or a young child or a teenager, if you will. So I had to do college in my 30s, where I placed myself, and I'm still paying off those student loans, by the way. But I put myself through schooling and got my BBA in business science, my BBA in business science. And so when I finished that degree, I went out to try and get jobs, right? And then fortunately for me, it was during the recession. And time after time, I was told no. But finally, one person thankfully told me that I was overqualified. And I'm like, overqualified? I just basically, what do they mean? And at that moment, I said, you know what? I've always found myself, how can I say it, looking at homes, even as a little girl, driving to Mississippi with my family, which is where they're from, sitting in the back seat, you know, when you can barely look over the window or the door, if you will. And I've always looked at homes and I just found them fascinating. And so finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to do that. Let me just put myself through real estate school. So I did. While I was working a pharmaceutical job, undergoing my remaining portion of my business science degree, I logged in and created my user and name for real estate school. So I had three monitors in front of me. I was determined. And I got finished with my real estate school and I said, okay, God, this is nobody but you. And if I pass the state board exam, then I vow, because you don't promise, but I vow to ensure that I help every individual that you send my way. And I've been doing that ever since. And I think that's where my success in real estate has come from. It has given me the ability to sustain the times, even when there has been recessions or there is no inventory or there aren't any sellers that are wanting to place their homes on the market. I didn't feel that. And so that's where I think my blessing has come from, because again, that obedience is something that I made sure I tried to adhere to.
Now, teachable moment, because we are in some very exciting times. You and I talked about how, AI briefly is impacting our lives. What would you tell a young person now if they could go to school, or should they just go to real estate school if they know that's what they want to do? Because so many people, myself included, you go to school, you heard you were overqualified. I heard I was overqualified and I was like 24, but it was 24 or 23 because I had a master's degree. And they said, you did it too quick. But I didn't have enough work experience for other people because I've always kind of wanted to be an entrepreneur. So my jobs didn't, match up to what I wanted to do. What would you tell young people now? Should they go to college? I don't want to be biased, so I'm picking my words very wisely. Should they go to college or should they just go to real estate school if they know that's what they want to do? Then they can go pay cash for college.
You know something, I can say this because I'm a mother of two young men, right? And now one of the things I've always said to them, college is not for everybody and everybody's not for college. That's number one. And whichever side of the equation you fall on, you have to accept it, take your pain and turn it into purpose, number one. Number two, in hindsight, it is what it is. It's not anything you and I are saying, but it is what it is. And that is someone with a trade now, where we are in society, does make more money than someone with a four-year college degree. So you, though, as the people that are watching or will watch or that are listening to this, you have to know what your gifts are, because they are instilled in us before the first breath of air is breathed. Okay, so you have to tap into what your gifts are, and once you obtain that knowledge, don't chase the money. That was just given to me by someone. I was watching a video someone sent to me. And in this story, the passion that this young man provides is they stop chasing the money. And that's where we go wrong at. We chase the money. And that's why we start things and we don't finish it, because the money doesn't come quick enough for us. If you chase your purpose, the money will automatically come, automatically. But if you continue to chase the money, then you lose sight of what it is that you are doing it for. And then you skip like a little bumblebee. You go to every flower that you possibly can because you really want that money to start rolling in. It may not happen overnight, but I also believe what's for you is for you. And there are times where it literally can fall out of the sky into your lap. But you can't quit. And you have to have FAITH, because when one door closes, another one opens. And a lot of times that door is closed for a reason. Leave it and go on to the next one.
Now, you say don't chase the money, but somebody right now is saying, my mother is telling me I got to get out this house, either go to school in the military. And if I go to school, I want to do something that can, pay that money in case I have to pay it back. And the immigrant mother is saying, go become a doctor, an engineer, because that is what we know is going to work. Don't do philosophy, political science, mass comm, leisure studies. How do you find your purpose so you can tap into not chasing the money?
You know something, if we pay attention, and you probably can relate to this, and some of the listeners and watchers also. I don't know about you, but I can remember being a little girl, and I can remember having my dolls and teddy bears lined up on the bed, and me teaching them. Well, before I just became a regular real estate agent, I was a managing broker. That's what a managing broker does. We teach, we educate, we train, we become counselors, we become sisters and brothers and mothers in some cases, right? And but at the end of the day, I still replicated what it was I did as a little kid. So go back to that little child, okay? Sit still in a quiet space and look at what it is that you were doing. And when you find that gift or gifts, because there are plenty that are instilled in us, again, you have to tap into it. And when I say don't chase money, what I mean by that is, let me make that clear. I don't want you to solely focus on just the money. You have to find purpose in what it is that you're doing. Because even if you chase the money and you become the things that you just mentioned, Kellen, who's to say they don't tap you on your shoulder tomorrow and tell you, thank you, your services are no longer needed. So now at the end of the day, because you were chasing the money, you allowed someone else to become rich off of you instead of you learning what your own gifts are, your own purposes, and instilling your own generational legacies with your family. That's what I mean by that.
All right. We just want to make sure it's clear because so we have a generation still paying student loans like you had mentioned. And I can remember paying that last payment during the pandemic and saying, was it all worth it? You know, and in hindsight, it was because my mother told me I had to and there was no other option. And she was no joke. But now with the real estate, can you tell the people, are there any new hacks that you've seen to make things go quicker or to have better systems? A lot of times people get their license and the majority of people never even sell their first home. So talk about maybe just even getting in with a brokerage, because I like it to be a teachable moment when I got a teacher and somebody who has a mother's love.
So real estate, take your time. Remember, your license belonged to you, no one else. You're the one that went to school for them. Unfortunately, school does not teach us how to do the business. It only teaches us how to stay out of trouble while doing so. So you are going to be responsible for yourself. Interview with multiple brokerages. I did six, and I finally put it in the atmosphere. Manifestation is very key. I'm a firm believer in manifestation. And so I told the Lord where I wanted to go, what city I wanted to be in. And I went to the mailbox on a Saturday. The card came, the only card for that location. And I went and interviewed with them. I courted them for probably about 30 days before I settled. And I was with them up until 2 days ago. Okay. Well, I managed that specific office. And the reason I went there was not because of the dangling percentage that they gave me. Because again, it's about having common sense. And it's about having an understanding of what your worth is. And so when I say common sense, they would all, other brokerages that I interviewed with, would all say things like, you know, we would give you 100% commission. Well, 100% of nothing is what? Nothing. Then they would say to me, well, we're going to get you your website. Okay, well, if anybody don't know that Jacqueline Coleman is in real estate, then who's going to direct the traffic to my website? So you have to understand whoever it is that you decide to hang your license with. Notice I said your license with, they better invest in you, because their investing in you is how you help them become successful. It should not be the other way around where you're investing in their business, because as long as you're investing in them versus them in you, they could care less, as you said, Kellen, whether you do your first deal or your 30th, because their bank account is still going to have some money that's deposited every single month. So take your time. You don't have to rush it. Take your time, interview, and court them if you need to, meaning get invited to the office sales meetings. Contact the realtors that are on their roster. Ask them who's the ones that haven't done business in a while, because those are the ones you want to ask questions of, because that's where you're going to get the true stories from. And the authenticness behind the broker or manager for that matter. So you have to make sure you take your time and you do this. And once you do it, it takes self-motivation. You can't teach that. You can coach somebody, you can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink it. But you cannot teach self-motivation. You have to have that within. You have to, that means you have to be able to get up in the morning and do the things that are necessary. And so for me, I did the opposite from what others did. If there were listings in the office that were overly priced, everybody ran from them. I did the opposite. I ran to them, because in my mind, I understood if I go to an overpriced listing, they may not buy that one, but guess what? They're buying in that price point. And so that's where I kind of did things differently. Everybody only wanted to do open houses on the weekends. I did them during the weekdays, you know, and you always have to be steps ahead of everybody. There's a saying we say here in Florida, and that is the early bird gets the worm. And that's a true fact, I believe. You have to be self-motivating and know to get up and get it and get it. Now, you can't come into this industry thinking, oh, well, I'm going to quit my job and do this because I want to have structure. I want to have time. Good luck with that. I've been doing this 12 years and I still find myself doing a contract at 1:30 in the morning, setting up showings. It just doesn't happen. Yes, I have a little bit more free time, but there is no set structure, because for the right dollar amount, I'm going to stay up and do what I need to do for the right dollar amount. I will fly to Las Vegas if I need to take care and make sure a deal gets done.
I told you guys she was a big time agent, fancy even, you know. And but you know, when you talk about that, now you have somebody who's like, you know, 21, and they hear that and they say, I want to do that, and I want to also charter my plane when I do it to show people how big time I am. Because you know how the sexy real estate agents are online, but those are some of the brokest people, some of them. Please don't believe the hype. But talk, can you tell the people just a warning? Morning, because I've also done the real estate training, but I found out that I more wanted to do the investor side than showing people homes. But can you tell people who they want to get in this game, they think it's going to be sexy, but they almost want to be a broker before they're an agent, which is like they want to be a judge before they're a lawyer. It's imposible, people. You got to take the grind. So can you tell people, like, you know, some of the mistakes people come in, maybe the top two mistakes that you see from the young agents?
I'm glad you said that, or you brought that up. I'm putting my manager hat on at this moment. When I would interview the agents to join my firm, right? Or the firm I was working with, let me clarify that. One of the things I would say to them, straddling a fence, you get hurt. You can't do both. Why? You're trying to learn it. And the fact that you're coming in, and as I said, school doesn't teach you how to do the business. You have to pick one or the other. For me, they called me the listing queen. I went after listings. I like my time. I've been on a 9-to-5 job where I had to tell them when I'm going to break, and I had to ask permission to go to lunch and take a vacation. So for me, listings gave me a little bit more freedom. Buying side, you're running around quite a bit. Sometimes you can take and show 30 homes before the buyer takes and decides upon one, only to go through an inspection period and have to start over again because they chose to walk away from the deal. So for me, that's one of the reasons I've lasted so long. Listers last. Agents don't grow old, they grow listless. So I would encourage you to go after a listing. To that though, you have to have something like me, which I've been told my whole life, I have the gift of gab. I get paid for it now, and now I know why that's a gift that God instilled in me. But if you don't have that gift, then listings probably are not your forte. And that goes back to what I said in the beginning, accept what it is that your gifts are and take your pain and turn it into purpose. So I would say figure out which side of the equation it is that you want to be on. Because if you become a listing agent, the sales will automatically come. But if you are just focusing on sales side of it, which I'm like you, Kellen, not my forte, but I don't turn it down because you heard me say to God, whatever, whoever you send to me, I'm going to help. But I focus on listening. But as a listing, a selling agent, excuse me, and you're getting into this business, it could become tiresome and it could make you rethink what it is that you've gotten into. Just know you're not stuck there. It may require you to take yourself out of your comfort zone. And speaking of comfortability, there's no successful person in the world that became successful being comfortable.
Preach, talk that talk. That of course she has the gift of gab. She's a Coleman for, you know, and people want the instant gratification and they want to be comfortable right away. And it's just crazy. But this is also, I'm glad we have platforms like this so people can hear not just, oh, everything was great and you know it just happened immediately, but you really started, you know, even from 17, being here from Florida and having you know, some hurdles you had to jump up, especially being a single parent. Talk about your podcast and how you're using that gift of gab now for podcasting and what your podcast is all about, where they can find you and when they can find you. And we'll make sure to have links in the description there because we ain't a hater on other podcasts. We want to share the
That's
gab with them.
right. You are your sister and brother's keeper, Kellen. Thank you for that, brother. I look, cousin. And so, A Mother's Love, a podcast that we have, it is again, it's called Amplifying the Community's Voice. And those words are exactly what my purpose is, to amplify the community. You know, being a mom, single mom, going back to where I started out as a single mom, I didn't have resources that were available to me. And let me maybe say, I didn't know of any resources that were available to me, right? And when you don't know, I've learned you don't know. that sometimes also is a hurdle because we don't know where to begin. And in our culture, we're taught this saying, which I think it's contrary to what our big mama actually meant, you know, when I kind of dissected this thing in life. And that saying is, what happens in this house stays in this house. Big mama did not want us to go to bed hungry every single night. Big mama did not want us to sit in the dark with no lights on or with no heat to be warm. That's not what they meant. But because of those words being given to us as young kids, that's how we grew up. I've decided to break that cycle. And so for me, it's okay to talk about what's happening. Because again, that is you letting whoever it is know that you have a conversation with that there's a God that is getting the glory. And it's a testimony to help, as you just said, Kellen, someone get out of the rut they're in. So what I choose to do with this podcast is I reach out to people that look like you and I, or they reach out to me for that matter. And whatever their business consists of, if it's something that the community can benefit from, then they are guests on my podcast. The podcast is every third Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and it's an hour. And just to give an example, the last one we just did, it was on the autism spectrum. It's very key in our culture. Why? It's not me, it's the statistics that show that, you know, when it comes to Black children being diagnosed, they are diagnosed at a later time in life. And like anything, when you take too long to get a diagnosis, you have a smaller chance of being able to get ahead of those diagnoses. And so I wanted to bring to the forefront of the community to let them know, not only is there assistance, but they're owned by people that look like you and I. And so it was important for me to do that podcast, which was one of the most meaningful podcasts I've been doing the entire time. And it's going on 3 years of me doing the podcast. So it's always meaningful. They're always purposeful and they always provide resources to the community. And that's the bottom line for them.
And on what platform can they catch you on? Or iTunes, Podbean, where YouTube, where can they find you?
So I'm getting new to this. Thankfully, one of my children went off to school for this, does cybersecurity for the banks around the world. So he's got that knowledge now. And I just moved over to Twitch, did my first recording on there and forgot to hit record because I'm learning the platform, right? But we had been doing it on Facebook and on YouTube only. So coming soon, we are now on Twitch, and there will be some other social media platforms that we're going to take and tap into as well.
Okay, so your son, I bet he's something into gaming. He might even be a T-Grizzly fan. And he said, man, T-Grizzly is making $200,000 a month on Twitch. So, yeah, we're going to throw it on Twitch and you know, really turn out. I feel you, son. I feel you. Let the people know, besides, you know, you just let them know about the podcast. We have a Mother's Love Foundation.org. Links will be in the description. If they do need an agent, because I think you just said you're making a transaction.
Transitioned. I am now a Caldwell Banker Paradise agent.
Woo-hoo! Oh, all right. How can they find you if they want to just kind of Google you? And we'll make sure, again, we'll have links in the description for that as well, if they want to get you. In Vero Beach, Airbnb.
Absolutely. So you just Google Jacqueline Coleman. You know, I found myself saying that one day to somebody. I said, just Google me. And I was like, oh my gosh, you really can just Google me. So you can just Google Jacqueline Coleman. And my phone number has been the same telephone number. May I give that to Kellen right now?
You're more than welcome to.
All right. So telephone number is 772-519-2100. I am also on Facebook, Jacqueline C. The Realtor. So Jacqueline C, R-E-A-L-T-O-R, Jacqueline C, the Realtor. You can take and find me on there. And actually on that site, I Facebook page, if you will, I even do daily nuggets. So I drop little nuggets daily so that buyers, agents, and sellers have the ability to get some little tidbits when it comes to contracts in this industry. So I encourage you guys to go like, share, and follow so that you can get that information so that, like you talked about, Kellen, for those of us that are getting into this industry or been in this industry, it gives you the ability to have some extra out of the box kind of ideas to do so.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you folks have gotten the game. You stayed to the end. You've been blessed by the game. Now this is your turn to like, comment, and even most importantly, share this game with somebody else. It will change their life. Y'all, be blessed. Make sure you check out the commercials after this. All right, let me get off the Jesse Jackson hot mic real quick. Let's see. Boop, boop, stop recording.
Hello, everyone. Come along with London and Sydney as they show you around the vibrant country of Cameroon. Explore the heart of Africa through the eyes of London and Sydney. Two explorers who journey across the great city of Yaoundé, exploring its rich culture, vibrant market squares, cultural heritage, and wildlife. With giggles and excitement, London and Sydney Explore Cameroon takes you on a fun-filled adventure, providing insight into the country's culture and traditions through the pages of this book. It's packed with exciting stories and super cool facts about Cameroon that will make you go, wow. Get your copy now. Available on Amazon and in libraries near you. There's only one easy way to experience the exploration of Cameroon, and it's through London and Sydney. Don't wait. Get yours.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversify Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings? Or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.